You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is lava? Well, lava is basically melted rock. The other week, we were talking a little bit about the science of volcanoes, so let's explore this molten rock idea a little bit further, some more detail. When it's underground, beneath the surface, we use the term magma. Once this molten rock comes up to the surface, either on land or beneath the sea, then we call it lava. Now, this molten rock, it's at incredibly high temperatures. It can easily be up to 2,400 degrees Fahrenheit. That's hot. This type of rock, lava, is called igneous or volcanic rock, and it includes a number of different types of elements. So go break out your chemistry book, try to find the periodic table of elements. There are a couple of important ones. This volcanic or igneous rock includes the element silicon, SI for short, oxygen, the letter O, and often fluorine, the letter F. Now, the study of the Earth and its rocks, such as igneous rock, would be called geology. Geo refers to Earth, and ology is study of. So the scientist who's studying this area of science would be a geologist. Most of the Earth's surface is actually made up of igneous rocks. Now, there are some interesting factors about lava. It can either be thick or thin. So I'm going to hit you with a technical word right now, viscous or viscosity. If the lava is very, very thick, like honey, it's high viscosity, and it tends to have less water. If it's very, very thin, kind of watery in the way that it flows, that means that it actually has more water in it, and it has a lower viscosity. The element silicon or silica can also affect how viscous it is. If you have more silica, it also tends to be more viscous or thicker lava. So here's a fun experiment I want you to do. Go to your local science museum or science center. Take a look at the rocks, the volcanic rocks, the lava that they have on display, and see if you can tell the difference between some of the next types of lava that I'm going to describe to you. And these are fun terms. I love these terms. They come from Hawaiian. One type, which is known as a'a, and it's even spelled a'a, but pronounced a'a, tends to be very rough, bubbly, jagged, or sharp when you look at it. The next type, pahoehoe, is very smooth or ropey. It looks kind of like taffy in its texture and appearance. Another type would be pillow lava. This is lava that tends to form underwater, and it looks like giant rounded blobs. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of lava and magma. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.